This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. In cricket, New Zealand set a target of 252 for India in the summit clash of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 in Dubai. Opting to bat in spin-friendly conditions, New Zealand managed to score 251 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. Michael Briswell scored an unbeaten 51 off 39 deliveries for the Black Caps. For India, Varun Chakravarti and Kuldeep Yadav picked up 2 wickets each. The Black Caps got off to a flying start, but Indian spinners pulled things back by taking wickets at regular intervals. Now let's go live to our correspondent Vinod Kumar in Dubai. Vinod, how is the match poised?
Oh, thanks, Studio. The innings have just concluded here in Dubai, and we have real contest brewing in this Champions Trophy final. New Zealand won the toss, as you mentioned, and they elected to bat, which initially looked like a smart decision as they got off with a solid start with a blitzkrieg innings by Rachin Ravindra under the scorching Dubai sun. However, the India spinners completely transformed the match in the middle overs. Kuldeep Yadav and Varun Chakravarti were absolutely exceptional, extracting turn and bounce from this Dubai surface that had New Zealand batsmen constantly guessing. Their crafty spells, in fact, restricted the scoring rate just when the Kiwis were looking to accelerate. Despite India's bowling dominance, some sloppy fielding proved to be a costly affair. We dropped 3-4 catches today, and this allowed New Zealand to push their total to 251. This score is certainly that is defendable in this increasingly, what I say, it's a tricky pitch. The absence of Matt Henry in this New Zealand lineup is significant, but they still possess a formidable bowling attack. They have got the praise tray of James and Smith and Root, and they have got an elaborate spin department with Sardner, Bracewell, Phillips and Rachin Ravindra. They took particularly threatening how this pitch is behaving. In line with the India's batting, which is very deep until the battle hardened Ravindra Jadeja at 7, New Zealand has got that kind of bowling. This spin is a spotty pitch which can behave either way. It can support spinners and it can at the same time extract pace and swing from the pace bowler. So New Zealand is very strong in their bowling department. For India's case, they need to be carefully manage these middle overs. They have an impressive depth, as I mentioned, and they need to make sure that the Indian team has a rotate strike in the middle overs. Definitely, Rohit Sharma and the opener Shubham Gill are expected to take a good lead in the opening power play. And no deuce expected later in the evening, and pitch should offer more assistance to spinners as the match progresses.
Right.
This match is really delicately poised and could swing either way.
Right.
It's a good defender, and we are going to see some drama today.
Right. Thank you so very much, Vinod.
Yeah.
That was our correspondent Vinod Kumar reporting from Dubai. The second part of the budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till the 4th of April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur tomorrow. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has reaffirmed the commitment to ensure health for all and strengthening public health institutions of the country. He was addressing virtually the 48th annual day celebrations of the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare, NIHFW, in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda said that NIHFW is the front runner in conducting training, research and capacity building activities for the public health professionals in the country. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is chairing a high-level review meeting in Jammu today on security situation in the Union Territory. The meeting, which is being conducted in 2 sessions, brings together senior police and security officials from Jammu and Kashmir to assess security landscape and outline strategies to eradicate terrorism in the region. In Jammu and Kashmir, bodies of a teenager and his 2 relatives have been recovered at Malhar in Kathua district 3 days after they were reported missing during a wedding function. Our correspondent reports the bodies were spotted in Ishunala in Malhar area through drones during a joint police and army search operation. Police officials said investigation is underway. The 12th edition of the Indo-Kyrgyzstan Joint Special Forces exercise Kanjar 12 is set to take place in Kyrgyzstan from tomorrow. The 14-day exercise will continue until the 23rd of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day state visit to Mauritius beginning Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India's relations with Mauritius are rooted in shared history, culture and very strong and robust people-to-people ties. And with that, we end this news bulletin.